For many veteran Afropop performers, the end of the LP era meant that back catalogs of their albums were no longer available. And for many of those musicians, there's no prospect of a CD being produced locally. Music critic Milo Miles delivers the good news that the music of one performer who made a splash in the West, Nigeria's King Sunny Ade, is being smartly preserved in the digital age.
It's not often you can pick up an ideal introduction to a major Afropop performer in just three CDs. Somebody has to boil down the often sprawling discographies and keep the finest essence in circulation in Western markets. Fortunately for Juju superstar King Sunny Ade, the Shaniki label has done the job for his 60s and 70s vintage material, and the easy-to-find import label RAS has taken care of his Western crossover sides done in the 1980s. I'm convinced Ade's Juju music has timeless appeal just as strong now as when it first cropped up in this country 25 years ago. Nigerian juju is hard to explain to outsiders, partly because it has no close Western parallel in popular music. But it's useful to think of it this way. Like rock and soul, juju is a music born in a mix of optimism, hedonism, progress, and opportunity. When stars like Ike Dairo, Ebenezer Obey, and Sunny Ade were at their wailing peaks, Nigerian society was feeling the benefits of its oil industry and relative stable politics. Unlike Fela Kuti's angry, activist Afrobeat, juju was communal, celebratory, and the bands kept getting bigger and bigger. On the new Ade retrospective Gems from the Classic Years, his band features two guitars besides his own leads, bass, trap drums, two variable-tone talking drums, congas, bongos, two percussionists, and a chorus of four to back up Ade's lead vocals. And in concert, there might be added drummers and a half-dozen dancers. There's a lot to follow in full-flight juju. It might be overwhelming if Ade didn't also write vivid, memorable hooks and melodies, as in this crossover version of his hit, Ya Fume. Those new to Sunny Ade should start with the anthology King of Juju on the British RASS label. That's RASSE, like the fish. This album cherry-picks tracks Ade released on Island and Mango Records when label head Chris Blackwell was trying to make him the next big thing. The Western market wasn't ready, but the music hasn't dated at all. Not only does every track feature a bold, clear hook from voice or guitar, but the rhythm presentation is easier to get into than the older Nigerian mixes. More bass, less talking drums. But once juju unfolds for you and you begin to enjoy following the mingling and separating lines of voices, guitars, drums, ensemble, and solos, it's the old Nigerian performances you'll pull out to play. The first Shaniki collection from 2003 is called The Best of the Classic Years, and it really is. Every track punchy and powerful. The 18-minute original version of Synchro System perfectly demonstrates how juju is about flow, immersion, and erasing the sense of foreground and background. The new collection, Gems from the Classic Years, is sub-perfect, but emphasizes a prime series of medleys. These tunes morph beautifully into one another. The jam bands can forget it. But a standout is a 3-minute praise song called Dele Davis, punchy and to the point. American fans, I suspect, come to cherish Juju partly for the ways it's not like our pop tunes. But it's equally important that King Sonny understands the appeal of a 3-minute single.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. The latest of the King Sonny A Day collections is called Gems from the Classic Years.